Last night, Brother Greg talked a little bit about the love of God, and then Aunt Carolyn was just talking about it just a second ago. And where my mind's been for the last several weeks, probably, I guess, ever since Flintville's revival, has been over in Matthew, kind of bouncing around several different chapters over in Matthew, kind of starting around over in where the Sermon on the Mount, but in the middle of it, in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 43, he says, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you," these are the words of Jesus, "love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans do the same?" You talked a little bit about last night about that greatest commandment in the Word of God. He said is to love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And even your enemy, Aunt Donna, is considered your neighbor in this situation. He's saying it doesn't matter, Aunt Violet, who it is out there. Doesn't matter what it is they have done to you. Our job as children of God is to let that love of God that was shed abroad in our heart shine forth and reach out to that person who has done things against us. And I'm going to go in just a little bit into explaining how the Word of God teaches us to reach out to those, because what happens, the devil will come in, Aunt Doshi, and he will try to divide people. And he will cause, he says, the Word of God teaches that it is impossible, but that offenses will come. Things are going to happen in life that we get offended about. Sometimes it will happen between a child of God and another child of God. Those things happen. Sometimes it happens between a child of God and a person who wasn't a child of God. And I want to talk to you just a little bit and make sure that you understand what the Word of God teaches us about these offenses and how to not let them continue, because once we take offense at something, it is like a cancer that will eat us from the inside and will continue to rob us of the joy and the peace of the Lord that He intends His children to have. Going back to verse 23 in that same chapter. "Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught," A-U-G-H-T, aught, "against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, go thy way, first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift." If there is something between you and another brother and another sister, and you come out here to this church, now we don't slay animals as our offering and our sacrifice. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. We present ourselves as our offering unto our Father. And if we come out here and our love is not right and we are holding offense between one and the other, He is not pleased with our sacrifice. And I don't care if you get out here and your tongue runs and you shout all over the place. God bless you. If your love's not right, God is not pleased with your sacrifice. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If your love is not right, God is disappointed in the sacrifice and the praise of your lips that are coming up because you're not being obedient to the word of God as it is coming to you. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, when you present yourself before the Lord, and remember that your brother has aught which is anything, any little thing. According to this scripture, it is our responsibility to go to that person in love and talk with them and let's get it worked out. Don't let it just sit there and fester for years and years and let it eat away at you like a cancer. Be men and women and children of God and do what the Word of God tells you to do. Skipping over to chapter 18, I believe. Starting in verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee. So the other one was if you have something against somebody else or they know that you've done something against them. It says, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. Don't publicize it to everybody else. If you've got a problem with somebody, don't put it on Facebook. God is not pleased with you airing out that dirty laundry for the public to read. The Word of God teaches you to go to that person and to that person alone and talk with them and get these things worked out. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word should be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whosoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. Then he goes on and he tells a parable of this servant who owed his master this huge debt. This debt was so big that there was hardly any way for him to ever repay it. And the master said, it's time to pay this debt. And the man that owed the debt came to the master and said, have mercy on me. I cannot pay this debt. And the kind master looked at him and said, I'm going to forgive it. Go your way. And he pardoned him. And that same servant who had been forgiven had other people who owed him minuscule amount of money in comparison to what he owed. And that same servant went out to those people who owed him money and cast them in prison because they wouldn't pay him what was owed to him. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And the Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise, my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. So the Word of God is very clear that if we have done something to somebody that they are offended with and we know it, then we need to go to them and make it right. It's also clear that if we are offended with someone else and they have done something against us, we need to go to that person and talk with them in love and make it right. Uncle Lonnie, do you understand that the burden of getting it right and working that relationship out always rests on me? Whether the way I was the one who offended someone or I have been offended. That is the beauty of the Word of God, that the way He designs it for every child of God, if you want to be a child of God, then you need to be willing to forgive and go and work out these relationships that you have. You cannot have the Holy Ghost and not be willing to forgive everybody for everything that's been done, no matter how harsh and how difficult it is. Now, it doesn't mean that you go and you put yourself back in harm's way continually and continually. That's not what he's saying. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where you are continually being abused. And don't misunderstand me. That's not what I'm telling you to do. But if you are in a situation like that, you can remove yourselves from that situation, but you cannot hold on to the hatred against that other person, and that will drag you down to a devil's hell. You have to get past these things and turn it over to the Lord and trust that if I am obedient to Him, He is going to work all these things out for my good, no matter what. So, but the burden of getting these relationships fixed always, Aunt Carolyn, rests on me. If I was the one who offended or I was the one who has been offended, go get it right. Reconcile. Because I want to see people receive the Holy Ghost in this altar. I want the freedom of the Lord here in this altar. And to see that, we've got to be obedient to what it is the Lord is telling us to do so that He is pleased with our offering when we come up before Him. And He says, this is an acceptable offering and I'm proud of you as a child of God. I'm proud, thank God. I want my Lord every day to be proud of me. I want Him to be proud of the way that I'm living my life. I want my Father, when I look to my Heavenly Father, I want Him to say, Dad, I want you to be happy with me. I want you to be pleased with the way, glory to God, with the way that I'm living my life, so that when you look down on me, you're glad and you're happy and you want to pour out your blessings on me. And you don't have to continue to send the correction, but you can send that that is good and encouraging to us. But we got to get through the correction part before we can get to the place where we truly rejoice in the real, true, undeniable power of the Word of God, so that these people can receive the true gift of the Holy Ghost. Children of God are different than the rest of the world. We don't hold on to grudges. We don't hold on to offenses. We don't let these things fester. And if you're doing it, it could very well take your soul. Lord, have mercy. Don't you know He has forgiven us of so many things in our past life, Sister Connie. All these things that we did before, He forgave us for them. And we're going to be petty and hold on to some little offense against somebody else for having done something to us? The Lord is not happy with that. Not happy at all. Verse 11, chapter 18. For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost. He didn't come to call the righteous unto repentance. He came for those that are lost, that are reprobate and depraved and disgusting and have all types of sin in their life and have done all kinds of horrible atrocities. Other than blaspheming the Holy Ghost, there is not one single sin out there that the Lord cannot and will not forgive. He says He'll forgive every bit of it. And He has called the lost. Those are the people, Brother Langston, that we want in this church house. We want the lost. If you know somebody that is way out there in sin, call them and invite them to the house of God. Those are the ones that are probably more likely to come in and repent and receive the Holy Ghost quickly because they don't have a self-righteousness about themselves. They hadn't grown up in this way and think, hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm not a bad guy. I do good things. Why hadn't the Lord given me the Holy Ghost? He hadn't given you the Holy Ghost because you hadn't been obedient and you hadn't repented. At the point that you repent, the Holy Ghost is going to come and faith is included in that repentance. So get rid of your own self-righteousness thinking that you're good, because I'm telling you, if you even think you're good just a little bit, you are as bad as the worst child molester and murderer that is out there in God's sight. You are disgusting before Him. And there is the only way to get reconciled between you and Him is by the blood of Jesus Christ. And when He forgives you of that sin is never mentioned again before Him. He's not ever going to bring it back up to you. All the things that were in your past life, He won't ever say, son, I wish you hadn't done that. He won't ever bring it back up to you again. Lord, how beautiful it is. And when you repent and you feel that weight of sin come up off of you, it feels good. But that's not all that there is to salvation. Don't get satisfied with just feeling that weight of sin come up off of you, because you're still bound for a devil's hell until you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the truth of God's word. It feels good when that weight and that burden of sin comes up off of you. But don't stop there. Keep going and receive the Holy Ghost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of the sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. It's not God's will that a single of you pass away out of this world and go to a devil's hell. That is your choice if you choose to go there. But I'm telling you, on the authority of the Word of God, that there is nothing in your past life that God cannot forgive you for, and that He will give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. But you've got to believe that. You have to believe that God will do what He said He will do. Brother Lonnie, I'm going to get out of the way. I think that's all I've got for this morning. I'm thankful for His goodness. There are corrections that have to come so that we can see the work of God done. We have to be corrected from time to time, children of God. Be thankful for the correction as it comes, because if we don't get corrected, then He says, you're a bastard and not a son. He says, you are not my child if I don't correct you. Ask God for His correction. Ask Him, children of God, this week, I'm asking you, spend time before you come back to service. Spend time on your knees asking the Lord, Lord, are you pleased with my sacrifice? Don't say, Lord, are you pleased with Brother Langston's sacrifice? Don't say, Lord, are you pleased with Sister Tina's sacrifice? Because you can't do a thing about their sacrifice. The only thing you can do is about your sacrifice and offering your body. Ask the Lord. Spend time before we get back asking the Lord, Lord, are you pleased with me? Am I following it, what it is you want me to do? And if he lets you know there's some things you need to move up to it. Work on it, children of God. There are always, I promise you, and I'm talking to myself, all these fingers, I have a point of finger there, there's what, three pointing back, right? So I got at least three more fingers pointing back at me. There's things that I need to work on, Sister Faye. I know it. I know there's things in my life that I'm trying. Lord, I need help with these things. I need help with these things. And there are always things that we can move up to. Brothers, I'm going to get out of the way. Y'all come ahead however you see fit.